Hey, good morning, great morning. It's your girl Black Beauty, the Uptown Cutie, coming here back in the leaky faucet where we spill things on purpose and not by accident. This morning on your morning motivational medicine, we're talking about energy. You know, the shit you can't see, the shit you can't grab, but you can feel it. It's life-changing. It's inspirational. You know, it's a saying that attitudes are contagious. And at the age of 32, I just found that out, leaky faucet, to be so true. Because you can be in a great mood, you guys, and let someone come around you with a messed up, bitter, angry, upset, miserable attitude. Guess what it's going to do to you, my positive people? It's going to rub off on you, and you're not going to see it. You can't touch it and pluck it off. It's nothing that sticks to your clothes, like lint. And sometimes it could be a stain like grass if you don't use the right product to get it off of you. I'm here to tell you that energy is something that makes us Black and brown people not only rejuvenate us, it makes us feel good physically. Because I know when I go outside and I soak up the energy from the sun, you know, my hair grows towards the sun because I'm a vivacious, beautiful Black woman. And I'm an Israelite. So I believe in energy and connection and feelings and vibrations. Here as a spiritual woman, as an Israelite woman, to here to inform you and enlighten you guys with the energy that you give and the energy that I'm now providing you here at Anchor every morning through my morning motivational medicine. I want you to grasp things. And sometimes when you hear the average motivational speaker, or you hear the average pastor or priest, they break things down to you in a narrow vision. Black Beauty, the Uptown Cutie, is here to give you layman terms, and I'm here to give you awakening. You know, I am one of those motivational speakers that I can give you shit in layman terms. You know, everybody walk with God is different. And that's my big homie, the Most High. And I speak to him and I accept and understand his word in a different light to where you might think is blasphemy. But God understands my walk, and a part of my walk is my works, and my works is delivering my morning motivational medicine to you guys. And again, energy is something that will change you. You know, the energy that I have now of positivity is not the person that I was 10 years ago. You know, naturally angry, always got an attitude, just upset with life. And one day I had a brother come speak to me, and a Muslim brother, a brother that follows Louis Farrakhan, he enlightened me on not only the energy that I was giving out, but the energy that he knew I didn't possess. Meaning, this is not you. Something made you angry. And I had to accept the fact, as a Katrina evacuee, I was mad not only at God, I was mad at what I went through, and why did I have to go through that, and why did the citizens of New Orleans have to go through Katrina? But who am I to question? Who am I to ask why? Why did this happen? Why didn't this happen? You know, whether you say Buddha, whether if you say Allah, or the Most High, Yahweh. My thing is, it's somebody. Whoever he is, whether it's the right or wrong name, my Lord, I'm here to change my energy and what I deliver to people. And in today's segment in Leaky Faucet, where we spill things on purpose and not by accident, this segment of my morning motivational medicine that I'm supplying you guys today is that our president, Mr. Carrot Top, is giving out the wrong energy. And not only that, in this great age of information and awakening, that my people, the lost tribe of Judah, the scattered ones that you read about in the book of Deuteronomy, the energy has changed for us. Yes, it has. And you see it. It's everywhere. You know, and part of my tough-ass question today, I asked about Donald Trump, and I stated a lot of things that's fact and not fiction. And everything that I stated, it was all about the energy. You know, when the Native Americans went through the Trail of Tears, that was energy. Look at them now, they're stronger than ever. Black people going through slavery over 400 years, and we're still conquering modern day slavery. But the energy has changed. The lion is now awoken, but that motherfucker ain't growl yet. That's why when I deliver my message on my morning motivational medicine, it's not gonna be like nothing you ever heard. And I'm gonna deliver it in a content where you can understand not one way, not two ways, but three ways. Energy is something that is supposed to be positive, warm, and happy. And all I'm saying is, Leaky Faucet, I want us to pass that type of energy that's consistent with the Most High and is opening up the pineal gland, the third eye. If your spirit is hungry and is leading you to something, damn it, is bestowed in your spirit, because your energy needs to change. And I'm going to end that with the Most High said, he who controls you, he who angers you, is he who controls you. And that, my friends, is all the morning motivational medicine that you needed. Here in the Leaky Faucet. Back to you in a few. Black Beauty, the Uptown Cutie, coming back. Hey, y'all. This your girl, Black Beauty, the Uptown Cutie. Good morning, or shall I say, great morning, here in the Leaky Faucet, where we talk about music, fashion, entertainment, and you get to hear me run my damn mouth. And this morning topics, we're going to talk about Nipsey Hussle being investigated by the LAPD. Get this, guys, for gang ties. For gang ties. And I'm going to break that down and let you know what's in the article, especially what the New York Times and Pigsworth had to say. And also, we're going to also talk about Usher and his herpes accuser not showing up to the deposition. And we're going to go and talk about Solange brand new video release, the director's cut, when I get home. We're going to talk about this gorgeous gold dress Beyonce had on at this Lion King. For me, I had to put so much emphasis on gold because it looked like this heifer got on literally gold. Like, she is shining, baby. And we're going to talk about my city, New Orleans, getting this long-anticipated concert from the Rolling Stones this week. They finally got it. So, and we're going to give you your morning medicine motivation in a minute. Right back here at the Leaky Faucet, where we spill shit on purpose, baby, and not by accident. Right back, you guys. Hey, y'all, your girl back. Black Beauty, the Uptown Cutie, here in the Leaky Faucet. In this fashion, music, entertainment segment, I told you earlier that we're getting in some real deep little issues this morning. And I forgot to add that I have a real strong segment about our current president, Mr. Carrot Top, and the things that he's saying about minority women, women of color. The shit is fucking blowing me. And I have to use so much profanity this morning because that's the type of language that our president used. So, on the first issue of Nipsey Hussle being investigated by the LAPD for gang affiliation, for gang ties, you know, I'm not the brightest black woman. I'm not the sharpest knife in the kitchen drawer, but isn't it clear, and it's been very clear for years, and Nipsey was not only vocal about the situation, he had no problem with telling people that he was a Crip, and he had no problem with telling people about the community and the struggle and the things that the normal black man goes through in the hood. I mean, LA, New Orleans, New York, California, Baltimore, Philly, shout out to Chicago, Miami. I can keep going on and on and on about these areas where black men are being targeted and they're being harassed. Layman terms, they being fucked with. I mean, it's everywhere. Everywhere on Instagram, everywhere on Facebook, the shit is sickening. Not only from, you're killing the black man, you're putting drugs on the black man, you're killing black men for no reason, you're killing men of ethics, you're killing men of morals, you're killing men for just being themselves, hanging outside, talking amongst one another, and all of the shit that I just said is a crime. So for LAPD to come out this morning through the New York Times and Pitchfork to say that Nipsey is being investigated for gang ties, bullshit. Bullshit, because LAPD has been seen in numerous videos with Nipsey Hussle on Crenshaw at the Marathon clothing strip talking, having a mature adult conversation. So that's bullshit. And then the LAPD had the audacity to tell New York Times, like, we don't have evidence and we feel like we shouldn't share the evidence that we have with you guys. Bullshit. Y'all one of the dirtiest departments of police bullshit in the world. I think NOPD and NYPD are runner-ups with the fuck nigga force. That's what I call all three of these departments of police. And they are paid through us. Our tax dollars pays these guys to protect and serve us, and they're not protecting and they're not fucking serving. And it doesn't go for the good cops, because they got some good cops. So I'm not talking about the good cops. And if you feel like what I'm saying is offensive or you don't agree with it, hey, holler at me. I want to hear your voice. I want to hear your views. I want to hear your opinions. So holler at me. Leave a message on this topic, because I feel like this is one of those debatable issues, and I want to hear from my audience. I want your feedback. And the other issue that we're getting into this morning on the fashion piece is my girl Beyonce working the shit out this gold dress at the Lion King premiere. I mean, it looked like my baby been dripped up and draped out. You hear me? On some Texas shit. She really looked like Jay-Z just said, come in, Beyonce, I want you to get butt-ass naked, bae, and let me paint you with some gold. Like, this bitch looked like a walking Grammy plaque. Like, she looks like the ornament, nigga. Like, fucking fantastic. And I'm just saying, the ass looks perfect. I mean, if I was Jay-Z, I'd be knocking that ass off every other CD that went platinum. I'm just saying, that would make my dick hard. Be like, B, babe, you just got another CD that went how many platinums? Just made my dick hard. I'm just saying, that's on that little piece. I just felt like I had to throw that in there, because I mean, if a woman is fine, I don't care if all race, color, creed, whatever, a woman is fine, sexy, and she's vivacious. I think it's nothing wrong with giving a woman an opinion to say, girl, you working the shit out them shoes, or girl, I love that lace front. Ooh, girl, I love where you got your nails done. Where you got your nails done at? Girl, I'm going to go there. You know, I think as women of color, we don't know how to accept nice compliments. We always want to sometimes toot and turn up our noses and not say nothing. And that makes a woman like me just be like, fuck you bitches. I'm not about to sit right here and give you a compliment and you turn up your nose. That's just like when a man opens up a door and say, good morning, how are you doing? You're looking real beautiful this morning. That doesn't mean necessarily that this man is trying to talk to you, bitch. He just might like the color of the dress and it compliments your skin. Like I said, you know, Black Beauty, the Uptown Cutie, may not be the sharpest knife in the kitchen drawer, but a bitch got common sense. I have morals, I have manners, and I'm very outspoken. And I just think a lot of things that goes on in today's society doesn't make no fucking sense. A lot of shit just needs to be changed. Like, damn it, man. Does anybody fucking think anymore? And let's get on Usher and this slut that did all this claiming that Usher gave her herpes, but the bitch don't even show up for the court deposition. You didn't even show up for the claims that you made, accusations that you made towards USHERRAYMOND. I mean, I'm just saying, Usher was the shit. And I feel to believe, ever since this heifer came out with this accusation and with these assumptions, you know, it was reported last week and it was updated surrounding Usher's herpes case. Herpes. The herpes case. I'm just so damn silly this morning. And the Jane Doe that was suing the singer for allegedly giving her the STD was posted. Usher wanted to identify the woman to pay $2,500 after he claimed that she didn't follow through with the deposition by not answering questions surrounding the contraction of herpes. I don't know about you, But I smell bullshit. And I smell a pissy pussy that's lying. She's lying. You know, it's nothing like a real rape victim or a real victim of any gender to be raped or be in a position to where you hear other motherfuckers saying they've been raped and they've been given this ungodly disease. And bitch, you don't even show up for the court appearance. I mean, you ran your mouth to everybody, TMZ, Bossup, everybody, and now you got the dick in your throat and you can't talk. I'm just saying, can we get some orange juice? Can we get the juice? Can we get it? Because I'm just saying, it sound like this bitch need to obey her what? Thirst. Because it doesn't come off no better than that. And you know I got to go to my other baby, Solange, Beyonce, baby sister, is now releasing the extended version of When I Get Home. And I'm just saying, Solange music is so deep. And I love being chocolate. You know, I'm a little Hershey ball. A beautiful Hershey ball, because that's why my name is Black Beauty, the Uptown Cutie. And I just know that she loves black women and the culture and the shininess that we bring, and the history behind us is phenomenal. I'm glad that this is the age of information. This is the age of the true awakening, and Solange music gives you that energy. And this morning on my morning motivational medicine, I'm strictly talking about energy. And I feel that when I listen to Solange. I'm a real Beyonce fan too, but I'm digging Solange a little bit deeper. And I wanted to give Solange a shout out this morning for doing a damn thing. And my baby Solange was also voted for the best look at the performance show, working the shit out that black with the cowgirl hat. I'm just saying, pop it, baby. Pop it. Pop the shit out of it. And I want to also give a good old kudos to Vegas Ace. You know, in the Jamaica Observatory, they gave a shout out to Mr. Vegas, the 44-year-old, recently attended his high school, obtained his high school diploma. My ass is everywhere this morning, y'all forgive me. The singer took to social media last Thursday to show off his general educational development. Work that GED. That's right, baby. Now it's gonna open up many, many doors for you and your children. I am a sole believer in there is no age, there is no stipulation on when you can go back and get your shit together. I don't care if you're 40, I don't care if you're 50, 60, 70, 80. If God, the Most High, if Yahweh still has you here, God damn it, it's for a purpose. My thing is, get your hustle on. Focus on your dreams like I just realized I should do. Grind it out. It's not going to come out like you want it. It's, you know, the anticipation that you're building up in your mind. So my little inside note this morning on that piece, Mr. Vegas, you know, you just gave me the motivation to motivate you guys in my audience to do the damn thing. If you dream it, you see it, you do it, obtain it, get money. That's how you get that bag. You know, and also, you know, shit just is popping right now in New Orleans. You know, we had Essence. Turned out fan-fucking-tastic. You know, so many restaurants, so many small business owners did the damn thing. They did it, y'all. And that's what it's all about, independence, getting money. And this week, Perry Bonk Ass, you know, Perry, aka No Sherry, didn't blow nothing this way. I think the citizens of New Orleans, we broke as hell right now, because we brought every bottled water, can of tuna fish, boxes of noodles, you know, chicken wings that's already cooked. You know how black folks is. Little crawfish if you got it. And we stuck inside for 3 days just smoking weed and just drinking wine and mimosas and things of that nature. Because, you know, in New Orleans, we drink at 11 o'clock, 10 o'clock, and shit, maybe even 9. You know, we drink early here. You know, I was in Atlanta and I wanted a mimosa at 9 o'clock and the bartender was like, this early? I was like, hell yeah. You're lucky it ain't 8. I would have been on my second one by then, but I woke up too damn late. You know, so that type of thing. I'm ready for the Rolling Stones. God damn it, Barry messed up everything here in New Orleans. The sorority sisters had a major event here in the French Quarters, and Barry just shitted on everybody parade. He just really whizzed and pissed on everything. He shut down a lot of... I'm loving it. This your girl, Black Beauty, the Uptown Cutie, coming back to you in the leaky faucet where we spill shit on purpose and not by accident. I'm here to get in my deep issue of today, which is Carrot Top. Too much suntan lotion. Ignorant. Not very smart. The president himself, Donald Orange Top Trump. You know, yesterday he made a very offensive remark stating that all minority women should stop politics, basically. And I'm here to say, first, let me say this. I'm not a racist. I'm a realist, and I believe in fact and not fiction, for one. For two, this one man, this one being, this one soul, this one person who's supposed to be running the country with dignity and integrity and respect for all is fucking up. Again, I'm not a racist. Let me put that out there. For one, I can't be a racist. I'm black. No black person could be a racist because we don't run, we don't dictate, and we don't tell other races what to do. This is nothing I'm making up. This is fact. This is not fiction. For United States to already have a group of people here before anybody else discovered it, mean it's stolen land. And Orange, Carrot Top, Donald Trump is trying to not only invade Indian reservation land, he's telling black women, brown women, women of color, women that's minorities, to stop doing politics. Then you're locking up Hispanic people of Latin culture up in detention centers like they're monkeys or buffaloes, and have them drinking out of a toilet. Now, I don't know about you. You know, as a radio co-host, I'm here for you to get to know me, and I want to get to know you because you're my audience, and I would love your feedback. Even if I'm wrong, tell me. But to have people that didn't commit a crime, and you're locking them up in detention centers, and you're separating them from their children, don't that shit sound like slavery to you? I mean, doesn't it sound like modern day slavery? As a black woman, as a beautiful, vivacious black woman, I'm here to tell you I'm sick of the bullshit. Now, I know it's some people, some white people, Europeans, French out here that they don't agree with racism. But again, I'm a realist and I stick to facts. And facts is that you have a lot of black and brown and minority people starting to despise and have hatred in them hearts for white people. For white people. Like, seriously. Like, again, I'm not racist. But if you always constantly seeing on TV of one group trying to make another group look bad. This has been going on for 400 and something fucking years. Again, fact, no fiction. And then for a group of some of the minorities within the Caucasian community, I use minorities, but some of the people in the Caucasian communities are culture vultures. They're stealing and jacking everything that the black woman and man has worked for, let alone give us a depiction and a picture of Cesar Boje, aka Jesus Christ, of a man that's not even the entity that you say he is. When in the Bible is basic instructions before leaving earth, he tells you in Revelation what he looks like. Skin of clay, hair of wool. He said he's as dark as two pieces of burnt brass. Now, I don't know, again, I'm not the sharpest knife in the drawer, but I know your folks of Esau lineage knew that the Most High, Yahweh, Yeshua, was and is not a white man. He is not Caucasian. He is not European. All this still ties into Donald Carrot Top Trump. I'm speaking like this, so I want you to hear exactly what I'm telling you and what is my views, what has me very disturbed, angry, upset, in my feelings, in my bag, however the fuck you want to put it, to see not only black on black crime is still at an all-time high, we have the world is going through a transformation because this is the age of information. So I'm glad the world knows that Harvard study did a test on humans to find out that the black woman was the first person to be found on earth. We gave life to everything. No fiction, this is fact. Google, read, because reading is fundamental. Again, I'm not a racist. How can I be? I'm a black woman. But I'm here to state facts. I'm here to give insight from an Israelite. I'm an Israelite. I'm not Christian. I'm not Baptist. I'm not Pentecostal. I'm none of that. I am an Israelite. I am one of the lost tribes of the 12 lost tribes of Israel. So again, all this ties back to who? Donald Carrot Top Trump. Now, Trump has always expressed his views on not liking black people. Fact, not fiction. The guys that got locked up for the Central Park rape in New York over 20 years ago, all five of those guys was exonerated because of DNA. Come to find out that these black men didn't rape nothing. They didn't touch shit. But at the time, Donald Carrot Top Trump gave his opinion and said all of them should be executed, sentenced to death, as if they should be stoned. Like this the fucking Renaissance Age or the Stone Age or the Ice Age. You know, again, I'm not racist. And today, part of my mourning motivational medicine is tied into this tough question to my audience. To my audience, I want to know, especially my Caucasian people, with all the knowledge that you're finding out from the Christianity view to the racism to black people being ridiculed everywhere we go. You know, I remember I'm 32. Black Beauty the Uptown Cutie is 32 years of age. And I remember when I like big girls and I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny. You know, when Big Butt came out, I remember how white women used to be disgusted at big asses and big lips and big thighs and wide hips. Now we can speed up a couple of years later. That's all y'all getting. You're trying to emulate a black queen with the big lips and big old legs and, you know, big booty. Now all of a sudden you got every fucking Kardashian go and get their ass done. You got every European go and get their ass done. I'm not saying all white people are culture vultures or they blackfishing. Just like this young lady that was on Instagram got called for blackfishing. And blackfishing is, Leaky Fawcett, is when a young white Caucasian lady is putting on dark makeup. You know, mocha, dark brown. You know, women of color, dark pigment, you know, for the slow people that want to listen today. So I don't want you to think, again, I'm not a racist, I'm a realist. I speak fact, not fiction. And I'm speaking as close to the microphone and I'm speaking so clear and precise so you can hear me and how deep and involved I am on this subject. I'm all pro-black. I am... It's some issues I wish to keep to myself because I know the world isn't ready for the tribe of Judah to unleash itself. So I'm also here to go back to Donald Carrot Top Trump is because for all my Christians and Baptists that reads the Bible, basic instructions before leaving earth. You know, it's 9 books missing out of the Bible. You should ask yourself why. That's a whole nother conversation on another show, on another segment, I may add. And I also tie it into Donald because I feel to believe Donald sees the change. It's visual. You can see it. And I think as a KKK member, as a person that affiliates itself with the Ku Klux Klan, I think this disturbs him. And not only that, it's in his DNA, like Kendrick say. The KKK flows through his DNA, so naturally this is who he is. But I do know this, and I think the world knows it too, that Donald Trump rather deals with black people than Mexican or any Spanish descendant. He's building up a fucking wall just to keep Mexicans and people of Spanish descent out. Why? Why? What, like, what crawled up in your ass to make you dislike Mexican people so much? And for you to not only be outspoken, you're a bigot. You contradict yourself on everything. You're the only president in niggerdom history to ever come out and curse in front of America and say bullshit and pussy and black assholes. This is your fucking president that you guys elected with his cheating ass. You know, I'm not a racist again. I can't be by definition. But it bothers me that a lot of white folks know the truth more than black people. More than black people. Y'all know the truth more about us than we know about ourselves. And that's the boggling part of it. How can one race, one group of people who's known historically for fucking shit up? Hey, I'm speaking fact, not fiction. Because here in a leaky faucet where we spill shit on purpose and not by accident, bitch, I just knocked over a whole gallon of milk. Because I'm here to tell you, and I'm here to tell my black audience and my 12 tribes of Judah that's listening, that it's Caucasians that really technically know more about us than we knew about us. You know, just like the Mary Jane experiment with the blue and brown eye experiment that she had. She proved so much. I love this lady. But also, it goes back to Donald Trump because you can see it. You can hear it in his speeches. You can hear it. And when he feels one of his political cabinet members are socializing with the minority, with the black and the brown. Hey, it's on CNN. It's in his actions. It's in his words. It's in how he carry himself. Y'all don't hear what I'm telling y'all? Like, I really want y'all feedback. I want your opinion. Because it's all on YouTube. It's all on Instagram, Facebook, where you hear Caucasian people explaining that, hey, the Bible been lying to a lot of us, and I know who the Most High is coming back for. He's coming back for his people. And I feel to believe that this disturbs Donald Carrot Top Trump. And since I said that, I'm saying that to say this. For you to tell a group of politicians that just so happen to be black and brown, and they're women. We already know that Trump says he walks up to women and grab them by the pussy. So we already know he doesn't have respect for women, period. We see how he treat his wife, Ivanka, Ayanaka, whatever the hell her name is. I'm not too big of a radio host personality right now to even know this whole name. I'm gonna be honest with you, because she doesn't demand respect from Donald Carrot Top Trump. And as a woman, as women, and this has nothing to do with race, color, or creed right now, as women, we should be sending politicians petitions from state to state to get rid of his ass. He's already been trumped up on charges of collusion, messing with the presidential election, funding money towards all of his business ventures through crooked scams, politicians, or whatever. Fuck, I don't work for CNN. I'm just giving you a breakdown of how dirty this redneck is. You know, the other day I told somebody, it's the difference between rednecks and white people. You know, white people, they love every minority, race, color, creed for who they are. Hey, you give me a fucked up taste, a bitter taste in my mouth, I have a fucked up opinion about you. You know, rednecks, they just don't like you. They're inferior. They're scared of the alpha black or brown male. This is my opinion. And this is fact also, not fiction. We can go from Nat Turner to Marcus Garvey all the way back to Gaddafi with coming up with the first bank in Africa. Making our own money as of currency, because FYI, United States buy half of the resources that we use from Africa. It's nowhere in fucking hell Africa is supposed to be broke right now. Do your research. Reading is fundamental. So this is a very deep subject for me because I'm a black woman and I'm raising two black intelligent men with integrity and ethics to go out here and work. You know, and I used to be a real big Bill Clinton and Hillary fan until I found out what they did, or with the major crime bill that they passed. You know, I said, there's a difference between rednecks and there's a difference between Caucasians, Europeans, however you want to put it. Just like there's a difference between niggas and black folks, aka African Americans. You know, niggas, they rob, they kick over shit, they fuck over shit, they kill their own kind in their own community. That's niggas. And you know, the definition of a nigga is somebody that's ignorant to the fact. So a nigga can be anybody. Let's put that on the table. And let's also put on the table that black folks was black folks before y'all turned us into niggas. I'ma say it again, cause that was a motherfucking ketchup moment, not mustard. Black folks was black folks before y'all turned us into niggas. History, this is fact, not fiction. All the way from the Oklahoma City Black Wall Street back in the 1900s. You know, I might be a little bit off with my date, don't quote me. All the way to Georgia when they had a mass killing spree in Gwinnett County back in the early 50s, because the black people were coming up with their own money and they were making their own money, recycling the black money, putting it back in the black man pocket. It was our own economy. And again, this comes back to Donald Carrot Top Trump. And you're probably saying, Jazz, you going all over the place. Black Beauty, the Uptown Cutie, you going all over the place. No, I'm not. No, I'm not. Because now, because of Donald Carrot Top Trump, everybody that's a black and brown person has a bad taste in their mouth. Or better yet, they're starting to generate a bad taste in their mouth just because of whom the other half elected to be our motherfucking president. I don't know about you, but I want Kennedy back. I don't know about you, but I want Obama back. You know, I don't see anything getting better, good, or great with this racist bigot in fucking office. I don't see it. You don't see it. You know, immigrants and border patrol and state patrol, federal patrol, all that shit is different. We don't have to treat our brothers and sisters like this, have them drinking out of a toilet, not feeding them. You know, I just think things need to stop. Impeachment of this motherfucker is very much is needed right now, because everybody is on edge. Everybody, y'all. So my tough question of today is, should minorities, should the black and brown man and woman, should we be just kumbaya with white people? With what's going on in the world? Do you know that it's 65,000 black women missing? Hey, how many black women you see on the news being reported saying they're missing? Not many. I'm just saying, the reason that I make my podcast is not only for music, fashion, and entertainment, is because I can kick some real knowledge to y'all. I can drop some jewels on y'all. And again, hey, everybody may not agree with Black Beauty, the Uptown Cutie, but I'm still here. I'm willing to listen. I'm not narrow-minded. And I want your feedback on this subject. Again, my question is, should the black and brown woman and man should be so open to white folks, knowing that it's Donald Carrot Top Trump still in office? He's grabbing pussies. He's calling people of color shitholes. And he doesn't want black or brown women in his cabinet, let alone on the Senate or the Congress. So why is he not impeached? Even Richard Nixon knew to get the fuck out the way when the floodgate investigation started. He got the fuck on before they could even pipe anything up. So I'm trying to see, why haven't Donald Carrot Top Trump has been impeached? I want to know why Nancy Pelosi is dragging her ass on not getting him impeached. You know, I just want a lot of feedback on these questions on how I feel. And I know it's somebody else around the globe that feels the same fucking way. And to end this tough question off today with this bitter, upset, miserable president that we have, and that's he's elected in our office. We can't do nothing about that until we impeach him and get him the fuck out. This your girl, Black Beauty, the Uptown Cutie, wrapping up this segment of Tough Ass Questions. And I'll break the glass and be back with you in a few. I'm back with another one. How are you? After lunchtime, it's Black Beauty, the Uptown Cutie, coming back to you, wrapping up this fashion, music, and entertainment segment piece for today. I'm here. Shout outs, big ups, stand up for Master P, No Limit. I got the hookup to soundtrack volume 1 is out right now. Damn it. God damn it, is out. You know, the first I got the hookup to came out around 2002. And he really didn't have a real big soundtrack, you know, that did a good numbers on I Got the Hookup Too. But on this one, I feel to believe that it's gonna do very well because it features Bone Thugs and Harmony, Jay-Z, Snoop Dogg, RZA, and it's out to the OST now. Master P has made sure the quality of music is still on point with the sequel. He's enlisted a ton of South hottest names for some assistance. You know, Gone with Jeezy, and now he's released I Got the Hookup to soundtrack in its entirety. So OG No Limit soldiers are on the soundtrack, such as Silk the Shocker, Romeo, E-40, Boosie Badass, Wyeth and Lucci. You know, the list goes on and on. And to name some of the hottest tracks is Gone featuring Young Jeezy, Demons featuring Zazopo, and From the Bottom, Young Boy and Master P, just to name some of the hottest track on the I Got the Hookup 2 soundtrack sequel. And, you know, big up to New Orleans, because, you know, I'm based out of New Orleans. So, big up to Master P, Romeo, Mario the Comic, that's here based out of New Orleans. Please follow him on Instagram at Mario the Comic on IG. You know, just big ups to everybody that's doing a thing right now, because it's all about the energy, baby. If you change the energy, everything that is meant for you will come for you. You won't have to look for it. And to wrap up the segment on my last piece, y'all, you know, I'm here to talk about Tina Lawson and daughter Solange looking the same. They are identical. I just wanted to add that in on my little piece today. They really looked alike. Beyonce mama Tina Lawson, know she got some strong ass jeans, and I'm here to tell Leaky Fawcett, y'all know Tina mama is originally from New Iberia here in New Louisiana, so that's why, you know, I think Beyonce ties still come back to Louisiana, because her grandmother Darion was from New Iberia here in Louisiana, you know, so I'm glad that I could break the glass, because I'm breaking the motherfucking glass. It's coming, baby. NOLA Spotlight Artist. Silk on the track. Silk your drawers. Silk by your bitch's bed. Silk on your bitch's head is today's NOLA Spotlight Artist, baby. Stay tuned. Listen up. Underground shit about to break the glass for you. Black Beauty, the Uptown Cutie here at the Leaky Fawcett, where we spill shit on purpose and not by accident.
I know you got your best song for your boy, and I got some new hits you gon' enjoy. Oh, oh. Starting with your favorite song, girl, we about to get it on.
I just broke the glass on you bitches. Black Beauty, the Uptown Cutie, back here in the Leaky Fawcett. NOLA Spotlight, baby. It's showtime. Silky draws. Silky lover, lover man. Silk on the track is today's NOLA Spotlight. Boom. Up next.
Drumbo beats.
Yeah, I just fucked this bitch, I call her bestie. Yeah, smoking all this gas, I'm about to OD. Yeah, I just fucked this bitch, I call her bestie. Yeah, smoking all this gas, I'm about to OD. Yeah, Lord, please, save me, please protect me. Cause all these demons, they've been chasing even after me. Yeah, Lord, please, save me, please protect me. Cause all these demons, they've been chasing even after me.
I can't be loving on you, you can't have my baby. I can't be fucking on you, you might end up pregnant. I don't need help, I do it myself. Demons, they after me, trying to take all my wealth. Diamond rings, your nigga saw stuff. Yeah, I think you need a boss up. I've been thinking about money, I've been counting my bag up. These bitches keep calling me, but I never answer. I can't be loving on you, you can't have my baby. I can't be fucking on you, this dick gon' drive you crazy. I can't be rapping for free if you ain't tryna pay me. I just fucked me a new bitch and made that all my bestie. Yeah, I just fucked this bitch, I call her bestie. Yeah, smoking all this gas, I'm by the OD. Yeah, I just fucked this bitch, I call her bestie. Yeah, smoking all this gas, I'm by the OD. Yeah, Lord, please save me, please.
protect me. Cause all these demons they been chasing, they been after me. Yeah, Lord, please save me, please protect me. Cause all these demons they been chasing, they been after me.
You know my package on the way, Louisiana is my state. I'm about to sign this $1 million deal, then after that I'm straight. I used to pray for better days, now it's better for me, yeah. We ain't beefing about some money, nigga, I don't want you dead. You so funny, yeah, yeah. Do you got money? Yeah, yeah. Man, I ain't talking welfare, I'm talking buy and build this year. Man, I'm so tired of hanging talking, you gon' make me close my ear. Got 2020 vision clear, 2020 this my year. See, I got real problems, where is your real partners? I smoke that shit that hurt your wrist, man, I'm no pill popper. I think her name Nana, she texting said, watch out, cause you got all the haters. Just like an ice cream bucket, I got all type of flavors.
I just fucked this bitch, I call her bestie, yeah. Smoking all this gas, I'm about to OD, yeah. I just fucked this bitch, I call her bestie, yeah. Smoking all this gas, I'm about to OD, yeah. Lord, please save me, please protect me. Cause all these demons, they been chasing, they been after me. Yeah, Lord, please save me, please protect me. Cause all these demons, they been chasing, they been after me.